Yeah, it's a nice little achievement. I suppose I don't really think about those things too much, and the season only finished a couple of days ago, so haven't put too much thought into it, but as always, it's nice to be recognised for that sort of stuff. But yeah, I suppose that's all I can really say. I don't know the team or anything yet, so.
Can you see yourself being in the 22?
Probably not. It's a pretty good list of players, and there's some guys in there that have had excellent years, especially in the midfield, so it'll be a tough 22 to crack.
Well, can you just talk a little bit about your season individually? How do you feel you've gone in it from a team's perspective? How do you assess the season?
Yeah, I think myself, I've been pretty consistent. I've had a couple of quiet games. But yeah, overall quite happy. I had a little bit of limited preparation last off season. I didn't do much work before I got back to the club due to some injuries and whatnot. So off the back of that, I'm pretty happy with my performance. But as always, there's things that I've got to improve on and work on. And body's feeling really good, so I'll be able to attack this off season really well and really hard, and hopefully have a really big pre-season next year. And for the team, inconsistent, I think. That was pretty obvious, but I think we've improved. Our list is younger than it was last year. We've brought in some excellent talent through the draft, and also a couple of guys from other clubs that have come in and really delivered. So, step in the right direction, and we'll just be hoping to improve on that next year, and another pre-season into those younger guys, and working together as a team through the pre-season should hold us in really good stead.
That fight spoke about after the game, but you guys are still searching for an identity, really, as a side. Do you feel that as well, that you know, you don't have a clear brand or game style at the moment? We're still building towards that?
Yeah, we've got one in mind, but as I just mentioned, it's been inconsistent. And I think our best football, which we've shown in small patches, can really compete with some really good sides. So we just want to be able to deliver that consistently. And be a really hard team to play against, and with a bit of an attacking flair, and hopefully we can consistently do that next year.
Do you feel like you had that really early in the season, maybe the first 6-7 weeks you were playing, but that's the style you wanted to play? Because you were scoring quite highly, especially at home, and defending pretty well as well, but sort of dropped away in the back half of the year?
Yeah, I think we started off quite strongly the first few weeks. I think the first round we got smacked, so that wasn't the ideal start, but yeah, as I said, throughout the season we showed patches, even on the weekend. There was patches through the game against Collingwood where our ball movement and the things that we've been talking about and trying to improve on really came to life, and with some missed opportunities we weren't able to get it done, but against the top four team, I thought we showed our brand, if we do bring it to life, can be really strong.
Have you thought about next season a lot at this stage? Only 2 days gone?
Not really. I'm a bit of a footy nut, so I'm always thinking about footy, and it's disappointing not to be continuing our season through September, and we haven't done so for the last couple of years. So for myself, I'll just take a bit of a break, give the body a spell, and then look to get into my program, which I'm really excited to actually do, because I haven't been able to do an off-season program for a couple of years.
So what have your pre-seasons been? Like you said, have you had surgery on the trumpet last year?
Yeah, I had surgery on my knee last year, but it was more my groin. I had a bit of a stress reaction in my groin, so I wasn't able to run.
So how important is it? We hear it all the time, pre-season. What have you noticed from not having it?
It's just a late start. I reckon the first few weeks of the year, I probably wasn't playing my best footy. It took me a little bit to build into it, and you're just a bit behind the eight ball in terms of your physical preparation for the demands of a 22-round season. But all credit to our fitness staff this year. My body held up really well, and I was probably a little bit worried that it wouldn't, having limited preparation, but I was able to get through really well, and so thanks to Jason Webber and the physios.
What's the message been in the past couple of days before you guys go on your leave?
Just about sticking together as a group, and making sure that we come back in good nick and ready to attack a big pre-season. As I mentioned before, really young list, so if everyone can stick together and get that cohesion and get on the same page and play some consistent footy and build that brand that we've been speaking about through the pre-season, then it'll hold us in good stead.
There was a time when players were easily held to account during pre-season by the club, knew where they were, had
specific things they want, watches and stuff to let the club know what they're doing. That doesn't happen anymore. How important is it as a playing group to look after the young guys and make sure that they are following the programs as the leaders on the team?
Yeah, I think we're all grown men. It's up to them. If they don't do their program and don't stick to their program, they're probably not going to be in the system for too much longer if they do that every off-season. So it's up to them as leaders to try and get around them as much as we can and flick them a message. But everyone will be in different states and all over the place. So a bit of onus on the athlete to get it done yourself.
Not talking about the program over the off-season.
Well, I have to say getting married, but no, I'm really excited for that. It's coming up in November. So yeah, Jules and I got a pretty big off season, so looking forward to that. That'll be good.
The fans are wondering how Freo improves next year. In your opinion, what does Freo need to take the next step?
It's a bit of everything. Defensively, really inconsistent. We leaked a lot of scores in some games and didn't kick enough in a lot of games as well. So it's a bit of everything, but I'm pretty sure you saw on the weekend compared to the week before against Geelong, we just focused on two pretty basic principles, which was our work rate from stoppages and sort of getting to the ball and outnumbering. And that's all we really focused on during the week of training, and we were able to turn it around pretty quickly. So it's just the basics, the fundamentals, fumbles. We've got to be cleaner. But I think that work rate piece is something that you see teams like Richmond when they're on numbers to the footy and outnumbering opposition and outworking them. So that'll be one of the goals.
Traditionally, where do you think Freo will benefit bringing someone in, whether through the draft or free agency over the next 12 seasons?
I'm not too sure.
So do you think that the list you currently have is enough to go all the way in years to come?
We haven't really spoken about going all the way in the next couple of years, but we feel like we've brought in a lot of people. I think 22 people over the last couple of years, most of them 18, 19 years old. So we've just got to build that group together, and yeah, who knows what can happen.
Are more kids the answer, or would you like to see some bigger body, more mature bodies brought into the team?
Oh, any time you can bring in good talent, whether it's a kid or a senior player, it's going to help. So, yeah, I wouldn't be against bringing in experienced players, but that's not my job, so we'll wait and see what happens.
Lockie,
your contract is ended next year, Lockie, is that right? Has there been talks around extending that so far? Or?
Not that I'm aware of. I've just focused on this season, and I've still got a year to run. So.
But you want to be here for a rebuild when you know the good times.
Oh, I love this footy club, and I'll let that play out in due course, but as I said, another year to go on that.
Lockie, 2016, you were quoted as saying you were pretty shocked by making the 40-man squad. Do you feel more comfortable with your name being mentioned in the competition's best this time around?
I don't think you ever feel comfortable with it. As I said before as well, I'm a footy nut, so I love watching the best players in the competition, and to be recognised amongst them is really humbling and pretty special, but I probably still don't really feel like I belong there. Yeah.
Who wins the flag?
I think Richmond. Yeah, they've been the best team all year, so they're going to be hard to beat, especially at the MCG.
Brownlow,
probably Tom Mitchell.
Freo, best and fairest?
David Mundy.
Can't tell yourself?
David Mundy or Ed Langdon, I reckon.
Do you have an opinion on who should be captain of the All-Australian team?
Captain of the All-Australian team? I've got no idea. I'm not sure. Was Rance captain last year?
Yeah,
he had a pretty good year, so he might go back to back.
How's Andy Brayshaw travelled? Been in touch with him much?
Yeah, I've spoken to Andy on a weekly basis since he's been back in Melbourne, and he's going really well. He's looking forward to getting stuck into pre-season. He's a bit like me, loves his footy, so he's been itching to get out there and help out the boys, so yeah, but his spirits are good, and he'll be ready to go day one.
He's been invited to the wedding.
He will be there, yeah. He will be there.